And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 27th of April, 2014. It's the birthday of Mary Wollstonecraft, born London 1759, one of the first women to argue in favor of equality between the sexes. Her book, Vindication of the Rights of Woman, came out in 1792. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Gilbert Sorrentino, born Brooklyn, 1929. His first novel, The Sky Changes, the story of a couple's attempt to save their marriage by taking a road trip across America. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the famous first line in an old house in Paris that was covered with vines, lived 12 little girls in two straight lines. Ludwig Bemelmans, born in Tyrol in Austria, 1898. The first of the five Madeleine books tells the story of Madeleine's trip to the hospital to have her appendix removed. It's the birthday of the playwright August Wilson, born Pittsburgh, 1945. August Wilson, who said, "Confront the dark parts of yourself. Your willingness to wrestle with your demons will cause your angels to sing." It was on this day, 1934, that Roger Torrey Peterson's A Field Guide to the Birds was published. He was the son of Swedish and German immigrants, grew up in Jamestown, New York, out in the western part of the state. He was a bright boy. He was obsessed with wildlife, for which his classmates made fun of him. But his seventh-grade teacher encouraged him to join the Audubon Club, and that began Peterson's lifelong passion for birds. His mother encouraged his fascination with birds. His father was skeptical, hoped the boy would go to work at the local furniture mill. And so he did. He was hired to paint Chinese scenes on lacquered wooden cabinets. And his manager was so impressed with Roger Torrey Peterson's artistic ability, he told the boy he ought to go to art school and not waste his talent painting furniture. He saw a notice for a meeting of the American Ornithologists Union in New York City. There was going to be a show of bird art, and so he submitted two paintings, and they were shown. And that was the encouragement that he needed. He went off to New York City, went to art school, got a job teaching science at a high school up in Boston, joined a ornithological club up there called the Nuttall Club, and a member of the club was an editor at Houghton Mifflin. And Roger Torrey Peterson took his friend the manuscript of his new book. He'd been working on it for a long time, a bird guide with a new system for identification. It was published by Houghton Mifflin, cautiously at first, and sold more than 7 million copies by the time Roger Torrey Peterson died in 1996. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver entitled Today. Today I'm flying low and I'm not saying a word. I'm letting all the voodoos of ambition sleep. The world goes on as it must. The bees in the garden rumbling a little, the fish leaping, the gnats getting eaten, and so forth. But I'm taking the day off, quiet as a feather. I hardly move, though really I'm traveling a terrific distance. Stillness, one of the doors into the temple. Poem by Mary Oliver today from A Thousand Mornings, published by the Penguin Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.